2024 Comox Valley Year in Review. December. Black Creek woman continues to pursue her humanitarian ways. Despite retiring, moving from Victoria to Black Creek and becoming an empty nester within the last 2 years, Beverly Reist has not slowed down. Leaving behind a career as a senior manager for emergency response for the Canadian Red Cross for British Columbia and Yukon, Reist looked to take a step back from the stress and let herself reset. This reset didn't last long though, and soon she found herself facing a new chapter in the same field. After only 2 months of rest and a break from full-time employment, Reist found herself back in emergency response work, but this time as a volunteer. In June I signed up to volunteer, rested for about 6 weeks after leaving full-time employment, resetting myself and went straight into deployment for August, said Reist. She embraced her humanitarianism and joined a volunteer agency that kept her on her toes. The organization is the charity team Rubicon Canada, which responds to disaster situations and helps with boots on the ground to aid those impacted by disasters and restore some of the damage left behind by natural disasters. Taylor Swift fundraiser event raises over $26,000 for Courtenay Charity. Kathleen Strutt, a resident of Prince George, is celebrating an incredible win after her name was drawn in a provincial raffle for tickets to Taylor Swift's Vancouver Eras Tour. The raffle, organized by the Lake Trail Community Education Society, LTCES, in Courtenay, raised an impressive $26,657 through ticket sales, donations, and sponsorships. The funds will support vital community programs in the Lake Trail neighborhood, focused on building connections and food security. Strutt entered the raffle with her family in mind. Her partner, Chris, and their 10-year-old daughter, Layla, are both Taylor Swift fans, and Kathleen knew this could be a life-changing opportunity. My partner has been trying for 2 years to get tickets, and I thought this would be a great bonding experience for him and Layla, as it would also be her first major concert. I never win these kinds of things, but I figured even if I didn't win, the money was going to a great cause, said Strutt. Comox First Nation appoints Justice of the Peace, as part of new justice process. The Comox First Nation appointed a new Justice of the Peace on December 4 as they introduced their own justice process. Dr. Marion Buller, a member of Mistawisis Nahiawak, Cree, Nation, was appointed to the role in what the Comox First Nation described as a groundbreaking achievement. It is historic, a first for the over 200 First Nations involved in land code in Canada. This is a powerful expression of self-determination, which prioritizes cultural appropriateness, accessibility and community safety, a release from the nation says. While the Comox First Nation land code was established in 2016 and tested in 2018 when the nation won a precedent-setting case, there was still no legal framework for the nation to enforce the laws under that code, without going through a difficult process of private prosecution. Buller's appointment sets that framework, creating a channel through which the nation can enforce its laws. A push to save the remaining 37 hectares of Pontledge Forest. Along the BC Hydro property, just along the Pontledge River and below Comox Lake lies an area of Pontledge Forest that does not have protection to its timber rights. When touring this area of Pontledge Forest, the history of the area is evident. Only 100 years ago, the forested area was all industrial, serving the coal mines of the area. It is a testament to the strength that the forest has reappeared naturally, boasting large trees of Douglas fir, cedar, yew and maples. Ferns scatter the forest floor and the area is popular for birding. Many people walk or bike in this area, making it vital for recreational purposes. The public can paddle the lake through the launch area in a canoe, kayak or paddleboard. Dogs are welcome and during a recent educational walk, many were present. The trails are well maintained and an easy walk for those looking to escape into nature. New shipping container homes open at Maple Pool Campground. In the last 4 years, the number of shipping container homes at Maple Pool Campgrounds has almost tripled, going from 4 homes to the opening of homes 13 and 14 happening this Sunday, December 8. 2 new residents will receive their new homes at the Home for the Holidays event. This is our big splash. We're going to have it all decorated with lights and have a grand opening while choosing two new occupants who will have a home just in time for Christmas this year, shared Charlene Davis, co-founder of We Can Shelter. Each new unit costs approximately $30,000 to build and contains all the comforts one could want in a home. We're able to build a 20-foot shipping container into a home that has a shower, a toilet, a sink with a kitchenette, hot water heater baseboards, sleeping platform with storage underneath and above. Two windows, a door, and we always put a large deck that's partially covered so that it increases the living area, Davis explains. Comox Valley F3 racer is most successful female driver on North American circuit. Nicole Haverda is hard to keep in one place. Even scheduling this interview, the record had to work around her schedule of flying off to different parts of North America. But the real reason she's hard to pin down is because she goes just so damn fast. Haverda, at only 18 years old, is just coming off her first full season on the North American F3 circuit, placing 6th overall, with a few podium finishes including at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway and Circuit of the Americas, COTA, in Austin, Texas. Add that to her special award for most passes, 28, that makes Haverda the most successful female driver in the Formula Regional Americas Championship ever. Yet, Haverda wishes the season could have gone better. Obviously, I hoped for a better end result. But it is what it is, you know, you have your mechanical failures, and your physical failures too. In one race, I actually went straight into a concrete wall, and did something to my neck and my back, she said. The race weekend has 3 races, and it happened in my practice session. So I went into qualifying and my back just hurt like crazy and then, you know, the 3 races, that's a lot of points. So I kind of lost out on that, but it is what it is. Comox Valley nurse thankful for liver transplant. As a student nurse, then as an operating room, OR, nurse, and now as a nurse in the pre-admission and booking office at North Island Hospital, Comox Valley, Sarah Cherawati has witnessed firsthand the life-changing impacts of organ donation. In nursing school, I learned about organ donation and transplants, and later, while working as an OR nurse at the Royal Jubilee Hospital in Victoria, I participated in an organ retrieval surgery, said Cherawati. It was the most touching and trying surgery I was ever a part of. To think about how many lives were going to be saved and changed by this one individual's organs made me cry. At the time, I didn't imagine that I would ever need a transplant myself. In 2001, Cherawati was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease, PCKD, caused by a genetic disorder where cysts grow in the kidneys. Generally, people who have PCKD don't have liver involvement, she explained. Unfortunately, I did. With the help of her nephrologist, Cherawati managed to maintain her kidney function through a healthy lifestyle, however, the cysts spread to her liver. Boycott, divest, sanction workshop relocated after cancellation by library. A workshop on the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement scheduled for December 19 has been relocated to Cumberland's Weird Church. In a press release, organizers for Comox Valley for Palestine said, this decision follows a harassment campaign originating outside the community calling for the workshop to be cancelled. The library is temporarily pausing third-party room bookings to review their policies, however, the BDS workshop was singled out as the only event to be cancelled. The workshop educates the public on the BDS movement, a nonviolent campaign launched by Palestinian civil society to advocate for justice and human rights under international law. In Canada, BDS organizers have had success in pressuring banks to divest shares in Israeli weapons manufacturers. They are supported by organizations including the United Church of Canada, Independent Jewish Voices, and CUPE BC. Comox Valley's e-bike program seeing great indicators of success, program business manager. Just under 2,500 people have used the new Evolve e-bike share program in the Comox Valley in the first 190 days, according to a report discussed at the Comox Valley Regional District Board table on December 10. The program was created in May of 2024, as a pilot project to get more people out using bikes as their primary method of transportation. During the launch, 75 e-bikes were deployed in 20 areas of the regional district, with more slated to come later in the summer. The goal of the project was to help the Valley reach its greenhouse gas emission targets, and to bring about a change in how we focus on transportation, a staff report from 2022 says. Private automobile transportation is the largest source of greenhouse gases in the Comox Valley, said Manager of Transit and Facilities Mike Zebarski during the December 10 meeting. It's also the second largest annual household expense. That's why it's very important, and why we've included in our regional growth strategy in a number of ways, including some mode share targets in the combined cycling and pedestrian mode. Comox Valley cancer patients can get rides from Wheels of Hope. The Canadian Cancer Society's Wheels of Hope program has run for more than 70 years across Canada, helping transport cancer patients from their homes to treatment centers. All the drivers are volunteers and give their time to help support those in need. The program runs along all of Vancouver Island, and those in remote areas can access pickup spots along the way. There are some areas where we don't have a lot of drivers, particularly in the west-east area, like Tofino. What we have done historically is supplement the area with cabs to a pickup spot and then a driver can get them down Highway 19, said Tanya Nixon, Director of Practical Services for the Canadian Cancer Society. Sports. Mark R. Isfeld student represents school, community at All-Star Volleyball Game. A Comox Valley volleyball player represented his community at the 2024 BC High School Volleyball All-Star Game December 6 and 7, and he's just getting started. Carson East was identified to participate and represent his high school in the 2024 UBC Men's Volleyball Boys High School All-Star Game on December 6 and 7 at UBC. The UBC Boys High School All-Star Game is a two-day event where BC's best boys high school volleyball players come to UBC for a celebration and All-Star Weekend event. Athletes are chosen by UBC staff with input from a panel of BC post-secondary coaches, and primarily include the top grade 12 players from across the province. As a predominant middle attacker and blocker, Carson started his volleyball journey in elementary school at Robb Road Elementary and with the Comox Valley Strikers Train and Play program. Attending as many local, regional and provincial volleyball camps as possible, he built a strong skill base as he continued to grow tall. In addition to his training and continuous play with Mark R. Isfeld Secondary and the Comox Valley Strikers, Wave, his success led over into the summer season with Team BC and their high-performance program. Comox Valley Ringettes Ice Crushers shine at Burnaby Icebreaker Tournament. The U14 Comox Valley Ice Crushers put on an impressive display at the Icebreaker Tournament in Burnaby, winning all four of their round-robin games with strong goaltending, including two shutouts from Gavin Perry, and standout performances across the roster. The team showed incredible resilience and determination, dominating the competition and building momentum with every game. In a thrilling gold medal match, the Ice Crushers battled through multiple lead changes in a nail-biting 9-8 finish, earning the silver medal. A first ever for this age division at the Icebreaker Tournament. The result reflects the team's growth, teamwork, and hard work over many seasons. The coaches were proud to witness the players' confidence soar as they came together to win tough battles. With their sights set on January's tournament in Richmond, the Ice Crushers are eager to continue their development and test their skills against top teams from across the province. Arts. Comox Valley dancer leaps into role with Royal Winnipeg Ballet. Logan Savard has been a dancer since the age of 5. After 8 years with the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, RWB, he is undertaking a role of a lifetime, the Nutcracker Prince in the RWB's production of Nutcracker. The tour sees him dance the part 16 times throughout BC, including 5 performances at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver from December 13 to 15. I'm most excited for this coming weekend. We have already done Surrey, Victoria and Nanaimo. It was great to be on the island, so it's easy for friends and family to come see, but Vancouver, it's a really big stage and big theater, shared Savard. This weekend Mount Washington's gonna party like it's 1979. You'd be forgiven for thinking you'd gone back in time this weekend at Mount Washington. Skiers and snowboarders popping in to Ted's Bar and Grill at the resort are going to do a double take at all of the retro decor, music and even food prices on December 14th. That's because the mountain is celebrating its 45th anniversary with a 1979-themed party. The official mountain opening is this Saturday, said James Wood, an event organizer, musician and DJ for the event. I'm sure you and a lot of your readers have know that they've had an unbelievable amount of snow already, and they've been open for the past couple of weekends.